The session is composed of the elders, of which I'm one, and the minister. And he appeared before the session, and of course they questioned him about his convictions, of what he believed, why he felt impelled to join the church, and they concluded that he was not yet ready for it, so they did not receive him. Mm-hmm. Now, when they came back later and qualified, it would take a great deal of searching to find that out, and I didn't care that much about it.
But they used to have integrated churches.
They have what?
They used to have integrated churches.
No, no, indeed. I still don't like them. That's between you and me. No, they had their own churches, mostly, which is still true. The ministers were illiterate. They couldn't compose and deliver a really elevating sermon. They just hadn't had the education, don't have the intelligence. But most of them love the churches. They like to get in there and get emotional about it and get to moaning and groaning and yelling and whatnot. Not as much of that as formerly. There's still a little, especially at funerals. I've gone to one or two of them. The porter in our bank died, and I went to the funeral, and it was enlightening to me. They wanted, they liked to have letters of praise for the deceased and tributes to them and so forth. And this person here would have one, and that one there would have one, and they'd stand up and read them. I had one for our porter. He was really a superior Negro, and much more intelligent than most of them. And I went into the back door of the church and gave it to an usher. I said, "Give this to the preacher and ask him to read it at the proper time." I was petrified. I came back in about 5 minutes and said, "We have a seat for you on the platform." So I had to go up there and read it myself. But they, every now and then, say, "Yes, Lord, ain't it so, Lord," and so forth. They like to let themselves go at the funerals. There's not as much of that as former. They're a little more sophisticated now.
If you wanted to, nowadays, you'd have a kitchen sink, and if you wanted to turn on the water, you'd turn on the
faucet or spigot.
Which word do people used to call it?
Faucet.
What about out in the yard, what you could hook the hose up to, you know? You'd turn on the...
The hose came much later. We'd have an outlet in the yard and hose. By that time, of course, we had waterworks indoors. But before that, there was just the cistern, generally in the side yard. At our house, we had that long handle pump I was talking about right at the edge of the back porch. So my older brothers could stand on it. It had a long handle. Both of them put their weight on it together and forced water up to the tank that fed the tin tub in the bathroom. But generally, the cistern was in the side yard and had a cistern house built over it, mostly covered with vines to keep the sun off and keep the water fairly cool. It was pretty cool, too, down there in that underground cistern.
What would you have nowadays for turning on the water outside?
We would have a spigot or faucet outside, part of the pipe.
What about on a